Gretchen with From Heartache to Joy. I'm here today with Dr. Sonia Gupta. I'm so excited to have this call with you, Dr. Sonia. It's been almost 2 weeks, I think, right? Like Monday, it'll be 2 weeks since you were on our show, right?
Exactly, exactly. And very exciting 2 weeks, Gretchen.
Yes, I'm sure. And that's kind of why I reached out to you, because I wanted to have get an update from you on, you know, how things are going and moving with our clients from Heartache to Joy, because I know you're working with a lot of them. So I wanted everybody to just kind of get a feel for how those sessions are going, maybe some common themes that are coming up. So we're going to do that. And then, guys, we're going to also, if you have questions for Dr. Sonia about her package, about if you feel like this, you're wondering if this session is right for you or not, I wanted to open up this call because there are really only 8 spots left to work with Dr. Sonia now at this current price. So if you're on the fence, I just wanted to bring us all together for you to ask your questions so you can get clarity on whether this offer is right for you or not. So we'll talk about that as well. So I'm ready to dive right in if you are.
Oh, yeah. All set.
All right. Awesome. So it's been almost 2 weeks. You just told me that you had like 15 sessions in the past few days. So
yes.
You've been busy, busy, busy. One thing I really like to know is, because it's such a close-knit community, yes. Is there like, are you finding any common themes? Like what's showing up with people that you're working with within our community? I would love to hear your perspective.
So, so far what I have worked with, whatever clients have come through FSTJ community, what I am seeing binding them is I'm getting a lot of cases who have many physical issues, chronic issues. It is literally as if, the body is falling apart. There is something or the other going on in the body. You name it. It can be migraine, sinuses, back issue, joint problems, gut issues. So most people who have come in have multiple issues, multiple physical issues. And when I was talking to them and, they tell me that they have done many healings, of course, trying to understand and trying to fix themselves. Looks like the core of the issue has not been touched, and that's why the body is still in what we call dis-ease. And when I dive deep into their subconscious zone to understand what is that core issue, which is literally getting fragmented, and it's the body is sensing that energy, that pain, or whatever it is. Many of them, it was like a theme, and I definitely want to discuss that and bring that in this call. Most of them, there was a deep down subconscious fear of failure. Then the second theme was not feeling good enough, and related to that was being judged. And all of this combining together where the subconscious was going, Gretchen, it is all in the childhood. Most of them have gone into the childhood. I have had just a handful of sessions where they went to past life. But, in my line of work, we say children before God. So in your subconscious, if there is a part of you, a child of you, a children, inner child who it needs healing and is trying to reach out to you, your subconscious will not bypass that and take you to a past life. It will take you to that childhood event. So most of these cases had that childhood trauma, you can call it. It can be bullying. It can be, discord in the family between the parents, and it can be the physical abuse and stuff like that, which happened in the childhood, during the childhood. And during my call with Iram as well, I emphasized on that we feel that the past is behind us. But no, this the pain and these emotions which were not digested well then, they keep on haunting us. And that is the energy you sense in your body, and your body goes in dis-ease. So I literally had a same case. I discussed a case of migraine with Iram, where, you know, the migraine was there for 7 years, and we did the session, and there was sexual abuse, which was not dealt with in the past, which was the file, if I can call the file, that was closed, and the inner child was healed, and the person was headache-free. I had almost exact same case. I am just, you know, in awe that all the cases I... or stories I shared with Iram, I am getting duplicate cases. It's like, you know, I tell a story and someone says, oh my God, this is my story. I want to go in and I want to understand what is there which needs healing. And it is mostly a part of you, a much younger part of you, an inner child who is trying to reach out to you to ask for help. And yesterday's session, Gretchen was like, so deep. A few of them, I was crying with them, because that pain of that, you know, young child who is feeling lost, or who is feeling that he's or she is being judged and having that fear, it was just so deep. But the empowering point was the adult of now going to the child and saying, I am here now. You are enough and you are loved. And that is this foundation of self-love. Self-love does not come just by talking and, you know, listening to whatever people are maybe trying to do their best. But self-love comes from within. There is a part of you who is not feeling loved. And only you have to go deep inside of you to connect with that part and say, I am here now. You are safe now. And you are going to be with me. You are absolutely worthy. You are absolutely loved. And that has been the mantra which I have been literally, you know, passing on to each and every FSTJ member once they got connected with the inner child, once they have healed the inner child. And transformation is literally, they open their eyes and such a huge smile. You know, I had that sort of migraine case as well yesterday. And she said, this migraine is just killing me now. And she came out of the session and she was like, wow, I'm absolutely okay. I don't have any headache. Because there was an inner child asking for our help, and we reached out to that inner child. So it's amazing how the cases and the transformations are happening.
That is amazing. Like the commonality is amazing to me, as well as, you know, our community members, a lot of you guys, like all of us, have, it's not like we're new to you know, working on ourselves, right? And that's the part that just blows my mind is, you know, these patterns and these same kind of repeating things keep happening over and over and over again, despite all the work that we're doing on ourselves. So I find that so fascinating that there's that fragment, there's that piece that, you know, when you're talking about that inner child, it brings me to tears because I feel it. Like I've had my own journey through that. So all of those words that you say, all of those things resonate so much with me. So very, very powerful work, Dr. Sonia. Thank you for sharing your work with us.
Oh, and I am really grateful, Gretchen, to you, to Iram, and, you know, your beautiful team, that I am now connected with this amazing community, FSTJ. Everyone, you know, who I'm connecting with, and obviously it is like a global clientele now, and every day I'm connecting with someone somewhere in the world. But the beauty is that the connection is just immediate. We just say hello, and there is that bond. There is that trust. There is that beautiful energy field which I sense, and it's like, you know, the surrender that I let the universe do its magic, and magic is happening, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, I love that. Magic is happening. So, you know, one of the things, you know, you talked about, Dr. Sonia, on the call with Iram, which was mesmerizing for so many of us, was you shared these stories of people that you're working with, of themes, you know, of that a lot of us are experienced. I would love to hear some more of your stories because they're so powerful, and especially in things that you work best with, you know, that you really help people move through. I would love to hear a few more of your stories because I love listening to you tell them. You're so passionate.
Oh, thank you so much. And I feel, you know, it's like this was so far the FSTJ's theme, the physical issues, but underneath that was that inner child issue. What other things I have seen in my work, like, you know, having done more than 1,000 of cases, it's like there are issues related to love and commitment. There are issues related to abundance and, of course, health issues. And there are issues of physical health, of course, and emotions. So emotions, relationships, physical health, and abundance. These are the four big categories where my work, you know, really, really helps. Because once again, most people who come with these issues, they very well know that they are stuck in a pattern. All of them would say that I keep on doing the same thing again and again, I just don't know why, but I am now aware that there is a pattern. That is the commonality between all of them. And once you know there is a pattern, most likely thing is that the hook, the block is in your subconscious. When you're consciously, you're trying to do something and you're not achieving results, the block is most likely in your subconscious. And my work is to align your subconscious with your conscious mind so that the power comes from within you. You create that reality because we all deserve that. And the whole idea is to go dive down in the subconscious to understand what exactly is this block which is not letting you be, which is not letting you, you know, get that abundance or get that love which you so want, but it just does not happen. And there is a case, a story, which right now I am reminded of when I talk about love. This person, a young female who connected with me, she was in her mid-20s, and she told me that her issue was anger. Anger specifically related to the partner. And she said, I know he loves me. I know he loves me a lot, but I don't know what it is, but I just, you know, he would do something and I would just go mad. And now my anger is getting so bad. I know I'm fearful that I will lose him because now I have started throwing things and I just can't control this anger. It's just taking over me. And then I asked her more. So tell me, when did you sense this anger started coming into this relationship? So this was her first, I can say the first love or first relationship she was into. And she said, I felt that the moment I realized that I'm falling in love with him, I was starting to get a bit possessive of him. And the more possessive I get, the more I get irritated if he talks to a friend of, or if he's, you know, going out with colleagues to just chill or whatever. I would just get very, very irritable. And the more I'm irritable, the more I get possessive, the more I'm on his face, the more he retaliates, the more angry I get. So it's like a pattern. And she's like, I just can't break out of it, though I know he's not cheating on me or anything, but I'm all the time suspicious. I just don't know how to, you know, contain this anger, this suspicion. I just can't trust, but I know I am ruining my relationship. So this was what she came with. And it was so fascinating, Gretchen, once again, when you enter into the subconscious, the reason you find, and when you heal that reason and the transformation after that, I mean, literally life comes back to you after you understand that. So we dived into the subconscious, and the subconscious, as I usually say, it's like, you know, that beautiful zone. It's like Google. You type into it and it will take you to the cause. And right there, she was around 10 to 15 years back as a young teenager, and her parents had divorced, and she was staying with her mom, and she used to visit her father in the summer vacation or whatever. So the scene she landed up in was she went to her father's house. And as her father opened the door, there were some other people inside the house. There was another female, and there were two teenage kids in the house. And her father told her, oh, by the way, last week I got married, and this is my new wife, and these are the two kids. Now they are, you know, your step brothers and sisters. And he just said it as a matter of fact. And exactly at that moment, what was happening inside this teenager's head was, first, you betrayed me. You did not even tell me that something like this, you are doing this, at least you could have informed me. Second, I just cannot trust you. I cannot trust any man. And that's it. This was the inner child holding on to this belief. This was the inner child creating the drama in her life as she fell in love, as she fell somewhere that there is a man in her life and now betrayal is coming. I just cannot trust him. But it was the shadow, it was the ghost of the past, and that was the inner child. In her subconscious mind, I helped her to find her closure with her father. We released the energies of anger, of betrayal, of mistrust, whatever she was holding on. We literally cleansed that soul fragment of hers and brought her back in. And it's such a blessing. She wrote back to me, the relationship is flourishing and it looks like it can be a marriage on the cards. And she was so, so grateful. She was like, I am transformed. I am feeling love again because the anger was consuming me and I was just not sensing the love. And now for the first time, I'm sensing the love. It is something like that. You know, Gretchen, it's if you have a repetitive pattern, if something is just engulfing you, there is a reason. You need to look within yourself. What is the reason you're not finding what you really want to find? And you will get the solution. All the logical answers to your illogical questions or, you know, things which are not making sense to you, all the solutions are in your subconscious mind. And I feel blessed that, you know, I can navigate people and heal those parts and integrate them so that life is beautiful again.
I love that. And it's, it's just amazing that to me that we don't even know what those are. Like we don't even know what it is. And the other thing is with those patterns is, you know, those repeating patterns, they keep showing up. They might be a little twist on them, but the theme is the same theme every time.
Yes.
And it's like, I know there's something to this. What the heck is it? I can't figure it out. And so, you know, we work with so many people to use different things and, you know, self-love affirmations and all of these things that, you know, are quote unquote supposed to help. But, you know, the pattern keeps showing up. So I just find it so fascinating. What a what a great story.
I know. And then if anyone who is listening is resonating with that, that you have done the work you do, and that is beautiful. But again, that is somewhere clearing or cleansing the superficial layer. The core is still stuck. If that pattern keeps on coming back to you, the core is still stuck. And that reminds me of another beautiful case, Gretchen, that was related to relationship as well. But here the person said that she always attracted emotionally unavailable men. And not only that, she would attract an emotionally unavailable man, and obviously at some point she would move out of that relationship. And then she would be literally in depression, seeking love again, and then getting attracted to similar type of a person and then moving out again of the, and this was just, you know, tiring her. And a part of her really, really wanted to get married. A part of her really wanted to have kids and family. And she was like, I just don't know what is happening. Why do I get attracted to these men who I know are really not emotionally available? And again, the story was in the childhood, the child who saw the parents fighting day and night, not getting along at all, and just, you know, seeing them from the door, hiding behind the door of her bedroom and seeing those fights, thinking, love is not worth it. I am never going to get married. I don't want to get hurt. And that was the belief system. I don't want to get hurt. To protect herself from getting hurt, she would just attract emotionally unavailable men. And it is literally as if love was not worth spending her life towards. And that was the belief of a child. And again, these are the blocks. These are the blocks. These children are these inner children who are holding on to these beliefs or these emotional traumas. They are like treasure boxes. amazing energy is stuck in time and space, in that belief, in that trauma. And only when you connect with that child, you heal that child, you literally feel a surge of energy. The moment this inner child integrates with you, it brings back hope, it brings back creativity, it brings back joy, happiness, life, love. And that is what we all deserve. It is literally as if we have all gotten fragmented, losing those parts in those events, in those moments, and not even realizing that we can reach out to them. We can heal those parts and we can bring it back to us. And that is, again, what brings this passion, which you're sensing, that it's truly rewarding when you connect someone with their own selves.
Yeah, that's amazing. And all of those parts and all of that trauma or, whatever caused that fragment, it's like all we're doing on a subconscious level is trying to protect ourselves, right? Like,
yeah.
How many people, 40 years later, we're just trying to protect that little girl, is trying to protect us. And it's
causing more pain.
Holding us back from life,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
crazy when you see it from the subconscious point of view. You're like, oh my god, it was a part of me creating all of this. But then you have reached to that part and it will stop here and now, because you are going to release those energies, you are going to find your closure, you are going to heal that part of you, and that's the new beginning. That's how you shift from your core, from the subconscious, and now the subconscious is aligned to what you consciously desire, and that's magic.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing those. So I have some written in questions. I have some hands raised. I will, if you want to jump in with that, let's get going. If you guys have Dr. Sonia isn't doing healings or anything like that today. It's more like if you want to share pieces of your story for her and give to her to ask if this session will help you. That's exactly what we're going to open the call, asking those things. So you can find out whether or not this is something that's right for you or not. So I'm going to take the first written in here is from Melly. And she says, I've been betrayed by every single family member and all of my friends. It all started in childhood. Can this healing blanket all betrayal? Is it one piece healed in each session? My life has been sad and lonely, and I trust no one.
And I sense your pain, Nelly. I get that. As you, maybe you are consciously aware that it has started in the childhood, and even if you are aware of that particular event, it can very well be that inner child who needs the healing. Or it can be that it was even earlier, which you are consciously not aware of. But yes, this core of sort of not trusting and feeling betrayed, it should be shifted. And as I tell everyone that, my aim is to dive as deep as possible in every session. But sometimes there are very thick layers you have to clear. And your subconscious wants you to clear that first before you reach that inner child. So many cases, one session magic has happened. But in other cases, one or two sessions are required. So I would definitely want you to take that session, because this repetitive pattern, I'm pretty sure you are losing bits and pieces of your own self as you gather more and more energy of feeling betrayed and feeling sad and that pain. Obviously, a positive part of you is somewhere getting dissipated. Your joy is going away, or your trust in life or universe, your faith is dissipating. You need to bring that alignment back into you. So definitely, please do take one session. And as I said, I try my best to go as deep as possible. And I leave to the subconscious where it takes us, because usually whatever issue is the most stuck or the sticky one, we reach there in one session. So I would love to work with you.
Thank you for that. Okay, let's take another written in and then we'll go to live callers. So this is from Sue. She says, I go into rage. It is all around control. I have figured out that much. My father went into rage. Is this my inner child totally repeating a pattern? I've tried to heal this for decades.
It can very well be so, absolutely. And it can also be that the inner child who somewhere during certain event or throughout your childhood was soaking on to the energies of your father. And the moment we enter into the subconscious with this issue, and you know, Gretchen, I have got my own ways to, again, try to clear as much as possible. And many times there are many, many layers you have to cleanse to reach to that child. But I absolutely feel, Sue, that this inner child who somewhere saw something or felt something and had a belief come into her with whatever she was seeing, where maybe trust was an issue, or maybe, you know, whatever you saw, the rage, when you sense the rage, it must be targeted towards something when you see it. I have had cases where usually they said the rage is when I see injustice. You know, they say I've just become Hulk. So it's just too much. It just overcomes me. And in that case, it was the inner child who was, in a way, you know, physically abused by father, belted and punished. And that child could not say anything or do anything to the father. And now whenever there was injustice, this child would just become the Hulk. So there are many, many possibilities why the emotions just go out of control. But I know, and I have seen in so many cases, that this anger literally burns you inside. It is consuming you. It is creating, it must be creating so many things inside of you which might not make sense. You know, there can be fatigue, there can be gastric issues, there can be so many things. So please, I think there is a part of you trying to reach out and find a closure. So please do take that step. I would love to take you there to have more understanding of what exactly it is the inner child is feeling. I feel it is an inner child.
Thank you. Sue, if you have more comments, please write in. I'm going to give you guys the link to Dr. Sonia's offer just so you have it. It's orderjoynow.com/Sonia19. That's S-O-N-I-A 19. Again, there's only 8 spots left at this current price. So if you're getting your questions answered and you want to jump in, now's the time. All right. So let's take a caller. Our first caller, your first 3 digits are 919. You are unmuted.
Hi, this Hello. Is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Thank you. Do you have a question for Dr. Sonia?
I do. I have an appointment scheduled with her next week. I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome.
But my question to her for now is, in these sessions, are you able to address attachment? I've just had such a problem with that over the years, and I'm feeling pretty fatigued in dealing with attachments and those types of things. So I'm wondering, are we going to be able to just kind of get to the bottom of that to try to figure out why this keeps happening?
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that question, Shirley. It's amazing that you are highlighting that. My line of work, yes, it deals with, even if it is attachment, curses, black magic, whatever it is, your subconscious is going to show it to you, and I am going to navigate you to help. And again, that is very empowering when you get rid of it. And now when you say, I have been unable to get rid of this attachment, the best part of my work is, when an attachment comes to you or it gets attached to you, or even if, you know, just for example, even if it's a past life which gets triggered, there is a trigger which has literally opened the door, opened your aura to let this attachment come in. And that is mostly an inner child. An emotion the inner child was feeling, which lowered your frequency, opened the portal, attachment sucked in. So once we clear the attachment, we heal the inner child as well, so that the door is closed for good. And that is how you seal the area completely. And that is the beauty, that you don't only
heal it, but you understand how and why you got this attachment, and you heal that part of you as well, that inner child.
Wow, that is fascinating.
Yeah, and then it's amazing, really, Shirley. It's like, you know, that is the complete work, because just cleansing is not enough. You will attract it again because the child is still
exactly.
opening the door, you know.
Until you
hit that child, it will not stop. And the child is feeling something. There is an emotion. That's why it kept repeating the pattern. So that is the next layer, not only just clearing the attachment, but going to that child and then healing the child and closing the door.
I am really looking forward to our session together, Dr. Sonia. I really am. Thank you so much.
I am looking forward as well, Shirley, and thank you so much for the call.
Absolutely.
Yes. And Shirley, please let us know how it goes. I would love to hear this, because this part is really fascinating, very fascinating.
Yeah,
it is.
Keep
me posted. Yeah.
Will do. Thank
totally.
You, Meg. Will do, Gretchen. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Shirley. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Okay.
And
that's really fascinating work.
And I guess before you take the next caller, Shirley's call has reminded me of a case I had yesterday itself. And that was ancestral attachment, and that was an entity as well, which was stuck on this person's. It was in the aura, sucking onto the energy for years and years. And you won't imagine, it was 20 or 30 plus ancestral lineages, which literally were cleared in that session. It was so empowering, so empowering. And again, each inner child was holding on to some emotion which triggered that energy from the ancestor to start flowing into this person. So there were four inner children, there were 20 plus lineage of ancestors, and there was an entity. But the whole session made absolute sense, because you do that beautiful tango between the conscious and the subconscious, you know, so you are understanding, you are aligning, and you know now, this was the emotion, this is how it came. The more clarity you get, the more in control you are, the more you are sealing off your aura. So it was amazing, amazing, and I will be in touch with her. It was just last evening I did this session, but very, very powerful session.
Wow, that is so cool. Very, very powerful stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Sue wrote back in, and she says, I have a fear and mistrust of hypnosis or regression. How can I do this session? I actually feel terror thinking about it and writing this.
Okay. So I'm still glad that you are writing this. And again, this is your inner child feeling the fear. And I have said that a few times to a few callers or people who have written to me. I do not use traditional hypnosis. You know, the experience I have had in the field, the trainings I have done with the masters has given me, you know, so many tools that I can tap into your energy field. It's a child who is feeling scared, so, and this child needs healing. And you don't have to, as I said, I do not use hypnosis. Whatever state you are in, we can tap into the child, and that's the beauty. I think I shared this case during Iram's call as well, that this person who came in with a very, very terrible anxiety disorder, he could not even close his eyes. He was that scared. But something was bringing him to me somewhere in his being. He knew that he needs healing, though he was so scared. And as he was sitting on the couch, and that case was in Dubai. I did a face-to-face case, of course. And as he was sitting there, he said, I just can't close my eyes. And I just said, what is your body feeling like? And he was like, I feel as if I am terrorized right now. I'm so afraid. And if your body is feeling afraid and there is no threat around you, what is happening? It's not logical, right? So the threat is somewhere inside of you. And I just told him, tell me the first time you felt something like this. And immediately he connected with the body, and he went back in time where he was in classroom somewhere in the Middle East, and sitting and studying, and there was bombing outside in the school. And almost all his classmates, he saw them dead in front of him. It was as if every moment was that unknown threat. That child was all the time active, bringing this anxiety to the adult.
And we were able to heal that child. It was the connection of the adult with the child. And he walked out of the room completely different. So this part of you is trying to reach out to you. I feel that maybe you will sense that energy in my voice that this part needs your help. So, you know, let's see if you take that action. And again, I do not tag my healing with any particular label. I just do my best, and there are many tools I have, so I can definitely help you.
That's amazing. Awesome. All right. So let's take our next caller. So this looks like an international number, and the first three digits are 4366. So I'm going to unmute you.
Hi. Hi, this is Maria.
Hi. Hi, Maria. Welcome.
Hi. Hey, thank you so much. You won't believe it. I was just talking to you in my mind, and I said, you never pick me, and you picked me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining.
Yes, thank you so much. But like you mentioned before, that you're not going to be doing mini clearing. Dr. Sonny can just read to see if I would benefit, because I've done a lot of work around this, but I was still very attracted to listen to what doctor says. But yes, I am open to see if doctor, you could see if I would still benefit from some sessions. Because I've had a lot of trauma, a lot of childhood trauma, lots, and slowly clearing, slowly getting there.
And what is the repetitive pattern, Maria, which you encounter? Is it an emotion which you are still sensing in you, or what is it with what is
Yes. I'll tell you what started me off on this whole path was that I've been trying for many years now, and I'm not able to get pregnant with my husband, right? And I've done hundreds of sessions, truly, and I know that my biggest problem was lack. Like, and I know that because I've had all these trauma, childhood trauma of not being wanted, not being accepted by my family, my mother's family, my father's family, and my parents themselves. They sent us to private school, but they couldn't afford it. But it was like a big fight, and I remember all those resentments, like you're a pain, like children are. They're a problem, they're a pain,
So, you have done a lot of healing. Have you done inner child healing as well, Maria?
Yes, lots. But then I'm thinking if I don't see results, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, then maybe, you know, again, the way I work with this is combining many tools, Maria, as I said. And I've had quite a few cases where something similar, what you're talking, trying to get pregnant. And in each case, it was a different sort of situation. But in two of my cases, which I actually did in Dubai, they came in with a lot of anger issue. In their case, it was a lot of anger. And again, this anger was resonating and coming out from many unhealed inner children. And as we heal the inner children and we let go of the energy of anger, both of them said something, and I had a third case very recently, so of course that is very, very recent to know the results. All three of them said something. To be ready to get that soul enter into me, I first have to empty myself. And that energy of trauma, that energy of anger or, you know, resentment or whatever, until it is completely cleansed out of your system, that soul, if it is even waiting to come to you, it has no place. So first you need to, you know, and again, if you have done a lot of inner child healing, I usually say with things like this or chronic issues, it should be a session or two, ideally, which should be done, because again, your mind can take you even to past life. That is the problem.
I'm doing a lot of past life. Yeah, now, because I still regularly work with other healers, like some Heart of the Joy, and with Nidhu Kapoor, and also with Tushar Shah, and many of them I've bought like many packages. So wow,
yep,
this is great that you tell me that. That you tell me that it's the anger issue, right? I'll definitely look at the.
Do you resonate with that? Do you have anger issues?
Because then I don't think I have, but then every time I get a clearing, they clear my liver, even yesterday on the telephone.
Oh, Maria, your line's really loud. Are you moving around as you're talking?
Oh, no. Okay, yes, I am. It's the headphones. Okay, now I'm quiet.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
So I was told that there's like anger in the liver. So I'm like, wow.
Yeah, no, there is still, obviously, if it's not, you know, yet healed. And I, as I said, I'm getting most of the cases I'm getting, they have done multiple healings, Maria. But it looks like the core is not touched. That's why it is not working. So, yeah, I mean, if you are still holding on to that hope, then dive in once again with me and let's see what we find.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Most welcome.
Thank you, Maria. Keep us posted how things go.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So I have some more written in questions here. This one, next one is from Shauna. She's saying, I've tried over and over to clear my financial blocks out of my subconscious. There's so much fear around this, I just can't move out. Can you give me some guidance on this?
Okay. I think I shared a case because I had that case yesterday itself. Shauna, I don't know if you watched it on the FB Live because that was fascinating. It was almost like what you are saying, issues related to money and abundance. And for this person, she said that this, whenever money comes, it is just taken away from me. Something happens and it is just taken away. And that is a repetitive pattern she was having. And when we entered the subconscious zone, and obviously consciously she did not remember this memory, when we entered into that, into the zone to find the reason, and rather for her, there were many other issues. And I decided that let's go to the zone and let's see what your subconscious wants to heal first. So there were health issues, abundance issues, self-confidence issues. So there was a lot. So we could not pick. And it was one session I had to do. So I said, okay, let's dive in and see. And it was funny enough that we dived into the zone and the memory she went into was age 5, where she was given a very expensive gift, a piece of jewelry. And while playing as a child, she just lost it. And she came back to her father, and her uncle was there as well. And she was expecting that I will be in big trouble. But they did not say anything to her. And it was just a look of disappointment. And then I asked, so what are you thinking as you see disappointment in their eyes? And she said, I'm just not worthy. I'm not worthy of anything expensive. I just cannot take care of it. And that's it. This was the core issue. So when you say there is a lot of fear, when you say there is, you know, issue with money, there is a part in you which, and I have shared such amazing cases. So there is a lot which can be the reason. It can be the unworthiness. It can be some guilt related to money in this life, or it can be, you know, from past life. It can be a belief system. So it's many things which can be the block in your subconscious which is not letting the abundance flow. But being not worthy is what I have found in many cases as the block to abundance.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And if you guys are interested, we posted, I think there's like four abundance case studies that we added.
Very interesting,
Dr. Sonia's offer page. So you can read those there. They go into quite a bit of detail, so you can read the story and how she worked with them and what was resolved. So if you need the link again, it's orderjoynow.com/Sonia19. That's SONIA19. And I just looked, it looks like there are 5 packages left, 5 sessions left at the current offer. So if you want to jump in, should probably do that rather quickly to grab those. So that is good. So let me see. So Sue responded back. She said, I have shame so intense that I would rather die rather than let another in. I feel your compassion, and my inner child is crying out for your help. Bless you for your work and your desire to help. Oh, thank you, Sue, for sharing that with
you.
Us.
Thank you. And I connect with you as well. I really do. I have this really, and I'm so grateful that you are sensing the passion. And that is what is my foundation. And I guess, I am so glad that I was able to reach out to that inner child.
Mm. Beautiful. Nice. All right. So I have another comment here from, Cornelia. They say, Dr. Sonia, please, can you help me with this deep sadness and pain in my heart connected to great fear too? So is that something that you work on, is the deep sadness and pain in the heart?
Yes, absolutely. And again, this deep sadness is, when whatever I have seen in my cases, having worked with so many people, this deep sadness is usually not a one-day event. It is an energy which slowly and slowly starts to come into you. And then one fine day, you realize that it has taken over me. So again, there is a core sitting there feeling this sadness. And that reminds me once again of a case just 2 days back where the core was in the womb. And that was the child who was feeling the sadness, the grief of the mother, and also feeling unwanted. And imagine if there is a core like that, slowly and gradually, it will radiate to bring even more of sadness. Still, your being is completely engulfed in the sadness. So there are many layers of energy which we have to remove to go back and enter into that core and heal this core and then bring this revived new energies into you. But usually with a deep down sadness or depression like cases, I usually suggest please buy more than one session, because there needs to be more work which has to be done to go to that core. And again, it can be womb, it can be a past life which got triggered due to some event. So yeah. But yes, I do work with that, and beautiful results have been shown.
Awesome. Okay. So Nikki wrote in, she says, I would like to buy my first house, but I'm having difficulty in finding the right one and deciding where to live. Areas keep changing. I've been looking for several years now. Cannot really progress life. It seems until this is sorted and can move out of my temporary accommodations. Feels like I'm going round and round in circles. Any help? Can you help with this issue? So thank you very much. P.S. I do feel that I've suffered soul loss in several occasions in the past.
Okay. I just listening to it, I sense there might be an issue with stability. There is a part of you which has been triggered, which is not feeling stable or grounded, and that's why your environment is not stable, not grounded. And I know you guys will think that, I keep on quoting my stories, but these stories just come to me because there is so many common things we humans have, though each of us have a different story, but then there are common themes. So yesterday's session was this, what you are talking about. It was, and it went to a past life of an orphan where there was completely no stability in life. And the life ended with anger, resentment, and a lot of pain. So your situation right now seems to me that at certain point of your life, this part of you, it can be inner child or it can be a past life, instability looks like the theme which is happening around you. And again, yes, you can find the reason. And as I say, it is not just finding the reason. It is healing that reason and feeling empowered when that positive energy integrates with you. So, yeah, we can work on this.
Awesome. All right. Another comment here from Martin. They say, hello, Dr. Sonia. I have come to love myself more from the work I've been doing with the Telesummit with different healers. But I've not had any breakthroughs when it comes to money and intimate relationships. Is this something you can help me with? Thank you. Love, Martin.
Yeah, Martin, absolutely. When you say love and money, again, I'm just talking intuitively right now.
it can be the unworthiness. If there is a core part in you, deep inside of you, again, from, you know, a child or even womb or a past life, who is feeling unworthy, then love and money can be blocked together because that part feels I'm not worthy of anything. So it is, I'm so glad that you're saying that self-love is already coming in, but I think you need to tap on this part, which is somewhere feeling unworthy. That's what I'm getting intuitively, but of course, there is a reason that this block is still there. So yeah, absolutely, we can work on this.
Awesome. All right, another comment here from Leah. She says, I feel as though I self-sabotage myself with thoughts, actions, and behaviors. Afraid to hang on, afraid to let go, always waiting for the other shoe to drop. I have insecurities and trust issues and freeze and paralyze myself, so I'm indecisive and procrastinate to do anything. Is this fear of abandonment, lack, rejection, or addiction to love or attachment to others? Is this something you can help with?
Yeah, Leah, absolutely. And again, it seems like, I don't know if your childhood had bullying episodes or was there any harassment or, you know, have you gone through as a young child, gone through things or experiences where betrayal and the energy of betrayal came face to face with you? So it looks like, again, you know, imagine it's like you're driving a car and suddenly you realize that a child is the driver of your car. Literally, it is that, because the inner children, they are feeling so hurt and in so much pain. They keep on unknowingly drawing more pain, more, misery. And we ourselves create our own negative belief systems, like I am not meant for love, or I know there is no one for me. So we keep on drowning in that negativity. And as you use the word self-sabotage, yes, there is a self who is sabotaging. And we have to reach out to that self to understand what energies this self is holding on to, and literally to go back in time to release these energies from wherever you have taken them. And once you empty yourself, once again, you create space to bring your own authentic energies, which are somewhere lost in time and space. And that is how you refresh the program subconsciously. So absolutely, this can be worked on. And I really, really want all of you that, yes, one session, at least try it out. But if you can, go for more than one. Because if you have multiple issues, that means there are many parts of you which are scattered. Each part is a story. Each part is a theme. And though I completely believe in going to the core, and this core, when it gets cleansed, it is going to help, you know, clear many assets of your life and many aspects of your life. But for more deeper work, I believe that, you know, more than one sessions are give me that freedom to do that beautiful craft which you all deserve.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's all the questions I see here. I do have a comment here from Stormy. I'll read because I think it's interesting. She says, awakening, and it's kind of scary.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm glad that you wrote awakening. It is really like rebirth. It is like, you know, the more aware we are, the consciousness rises to the next level, and that is the human journey. We are here, we have incarnated for exactly that reason, to experience, to learn, to become aware, and to rise above that level where we were. And if you are stuck at the level, I think it is time for this fear. Just hold on, acknowledge to this fear, and it is going to take you to the next level of awakening. That's what I feel.
Nice. All right, Dr. Sonia. So before we close, just everybody so you know, there's a handful left if you want to jump in, and most likely we'll probably be closing the offer or raising the price. I'm not sure what's going to happen yet, but I think we'll probably close it for a little while. So if you want to jump in now to work with Dr. Sonia on these patterns that keep repeating, as we heard today, she works with pattern after pattern after pattern, and really gets to the root of that cause. So again, the offer page is orderjoynow.com/Sonia19. That's S-O-N-I-A 19. Dr. Sonia, before we wrap up for today, is there anything you would like to close the call with?
I would like to say that whatever is happening around you, whatever you are unaware of or whatever your body is trying to tell you, there is a reason within you that can be tweaked. The power is with you, and I can absolutely navigate you there. So please take that action and save that part of yourself who is trying to reach out.
So important. So important. And it goes back to, how long do we want to repeat the same pattern? Like, how long are you going to give yourself permission to keep doing that? So I know I need to get my session. I have not ordered mine yet. So I hope to be one of those five, because I myself see myself in so many of the stories that you share. So thank you, Dr. Sonia, for being here today. I truly appreciate everything that you do and listening to you. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Gretchen, for this opportunity once again to connect with this beautiful community. And I am connected with you all, and I really, really hope that we can heal and empower each other together. So I hope to get more of you signing up so that we can bring this beautiful energy to as many as possible.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I love doing these calls and connecting with you here. This is a little bit different than we usually do, and I loved it because there was a lot of interaction. So thank you for sharing yourself with us today as well. All right, guys, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be talking soon. Thanks.